With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
Sports Headlines brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com. The big news throughout Major League Baseball today, the epicenter here in Seattle, as Kevin Mather has resigned as the Mariners president and CEO following his controversial appearance on a Bellevue Rotary Zoom call earlier in the month. Majority owner John Stanton will take over duties until someone is hired. Other baseball news, Albert Pujols apparently is going to retire at the end of the 2021 season. This is according to his wife's Instagram account. So now we have retirements, Tony, not just on players' Instagram accounts. It's on wife's Instagram accounts. But I'm wondering, did she ask him before putting that, or did she just say, you know what, you're retiring and I'm putting on my my account whether you like it or not?
You've made enough money, let's
you're
go
done. Jaguars have declined a team option on tight end Tyler Eifert, making him a free agent. Deion Sanders won his first game as college football head coach with Jackson State's win in their opener over the weekend. And after blowing a chance for a win in regulation with a 3-foot missed putt, Max Homa defeats Tony Finau in a playoff in yesterday's Genesis Invitational for his first ever PGA Tour win. All right, rolling in the 5 o'clock hour. We have done a lot of baseball, two straight hours. I did not think when I woke up this morning, I did not think we'd be doing two straight hours of baseball to begin the show. But
I love it.
The Mariners have given us reason. But we're going to switch it up a little bit because I got a text or a tweet today, rather, and I have to thank our friend Anthony, at McRusty7, for getting me abreast on this. He said, at SoftyKJR, at Dick Fain, at SportsRadioKJR, just to change the subject for a millisecond, did y'all hear at KJ underscore right 34 on Jim Rome today? No hometown discount means we probably saw the last of KJ in Seattle. Salary cap casualty. If so, it's been a great run. Salute to KJ. And the first person to reply to this tweet sent to me and Softy and KJR was none other than at KJ underscore right 34, who says, not so fast, my friend. There's time to get creative.
Yes.
So we've got something a-brewing with KJ Wright, who was on with Jim Rome today, and here is what he had to say.
KJ Wright, my guest for another moment or so. So you're definitely a part of it. You're a huge part of it, KJ. And you were there when that team was having tremendous success. You're still right in the middle of it right now. But as you know, it's a business. It's always going to be a business. So how important is it to you to continue playing with Seattle and perhaps even end your career as a Seahawk?
Yeah, I mean, that would just be a beautiful story. If I could just ride it all out with the Seahawks, you know, that's some legendary type stuff. And like I said before I left, I believe that it'll be a great investment for Seattle to to keep me, because as you've seen, since I've been here, we've been nothing but, you know, awesome. Always making it to the playoffs, you know, winning our division, and so they know how much I want to be here. But at the end of the day, I get it. When I've been looking at the salary cap, they got to clear some space to make things happen, and so they got to get busy.
So, I mean, what do you do? Like, for instance, I know the one thing you don't do, you do not talk. One thing you never do is talk about another man's money. So I'm going to talk about another man's money. Like, would you be willing to give them a hometown discount to stay there, or do you owe it to yourself to make sure you get fair market value?
No, man, I do way too much on the football field to take a discount. That makes absolutely no sense. Like, if you want to, win all these championships and, look good on Sundays, you got to compensate your guys that are making plays. And like you said earlier, nobody, had double-digit TFLs and PBUs in the NFL. So I have a family, and I'm trying to, set up long-term success for my family. So that's kind of out of the question.
Okay, respect. I respect how you answered that question. Absolutely.
kind of out of the question for a hometown discount. I don't blame him. I mean, it's an easy thing for us fans to say, well, why don't you take a hometown discount? Tony, I think the hometown discount only makes sense when the difference between what the Seahawks are offering and, you know, pick your other NFL team is offering isn't worth uprooting your family for.
Right.
I mean, that's because I believe, I don't know this for a fact, but I believe that KJ Wright is going to retire in Seattle. He's going to be one of those guys that stays here, a Seahawk that stays here. He likes it here. He just bought a new... We watched on TV him buy a new house last year. Mm-hmm. He was on the House Hunters, buying a place out there on the east side, and it was his dream home.
In every conversation I've heard on this subject with KJ, he fully intends to stay here after his career, one way or another.
Yes. So, okay, if you're talking about a hometown discount of a very small amount, okay, he could probably go there. But, I mean, if one team's offering 1 year, $8 million, and one team's offering 2 years, $19 million with $10 million guaranteed, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you just going to take the 1.8 because, oh, you know, I really like it here in Seattle and maybe I can get another deal? Then no, you're going to take the guaranteed money.
Yes. He's going to take the guaranteed money. I mean, you know, the thing, it's the COVID, it's the cap, you know, trying to, the amount of players that are up. I mean, can they fit him in? You know, I was just looking at some of his stats on Pro Football Reference, and the last 2 years have been phenomenal. I mean, the double-digit PBUs that he talked about in 2019, he had 132 tackles. Well, this year it went down to 86 total, but he also switched a position. He took one for the team and went out of position, and they put Brooks in his position that he had played throughout his career. So, you know, when we were coming up the elevator, I said, hey, you know what, how much injury history has this guy had? He's only missed one season, which 2018, mm-hmm. he played five games. That was it. Other than that, this guy's been an iron horse, 16, 15, 13 games. I mean, and he started almost all of those throughout his career. So, I mean, this guy is, not only is he good in the locker room, not only is he good in the community, you know, he's a football player on Sunday, Thursday, whenever they line up. I like KJ Wright. I really do. I just think he's caught in a situation now where he might have to take a one-year deal in order to stick around here. I mean, the salary cap's going to probably dictate that.
KJ is a phenomenal human being. He is everything that you want a Seattle Seahawk player to be. And I am amazed at what he's been able to do the last 2 years. I remember having a conversation. Softy and I had a conversation with him at some function. I don't remember what it was, but it was right when you talked about it. It was right after the 2018 injured season.
Right.
And he was a free agent.
Correct.
Coming off an injury, playing five games. And my conversation was like, hey, man, what a great run. I mean, I hope to bring you back. But, I mean, none of us sitting there thought he would be a Seattle Seahawk. I mean, that was just like, and the Seahawks came up and offered what KJ thought was a fair deal, 2 years, $14 million, $5 million signing bonus, $6.5 million guaranteed at signing. And when I saw that deal, I was like, well, it's great to have KJ back, but man, that's a lot of money to pay a guy that just played five games for you.
Mm-hmm.
and was pushing 30 at the time. So I was like, all right, I love myself some KJ. I'm glad he's back, but I hope they didn't overpay. And then he plays that 2019 season. You're like, wow, he was, yeah. I mean, he was back to where he was in 2017.
132 tackles.
And then I'm like, well, he's not, I mean, let's just hope in 2020 he can be as good as he was in 2019. He was better.
Yes.
I mean, the dude got better at 31. He was at 30. It was he's going the opposite direction that most football players go.
I was on the sideline for training camp for 2019 season, and I was getting ready for the XFL, and I was talking to John Snyder. We finished our conversation, and KJ runs out of a drill over coming towards me. I was like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? And he said, hey, Tony Softly, right? I go, yeah. He says, hey, listen, I've got a friend of mine that works out with me that played at the University of Idaho. He's a wide receiver. You guys need to check him out.
Well,
you need
go.
To check him out. So now
he's helping a brother out. How about that?
How about that? Not only is he playing, he runs off the field to come over here and talk. Man, you're going to be a hell of a coach or a scout one day, man.
It's good stuff. 5:11 on Sports Radio 950 KJR. We've got a lot to get to with your friend Andrew Brandt is coming on with us in the next segment. Tell us a little bit about it. I mean, people AB. Know the name. But give us a little bit of background on how you knew Andrew Brandt and what he's all about.
Capologist, Green Bay Packers. When I was Carolina Panthers as a college director and vice president with the Rams, he was the mainstay over there. Worked with Ted Thompson and all those guys at Green Bay. And he, you can follow him on Twitter at Andrew Brandt, and he's got a podcast, A Business of Sports. This guy's really, really sharp. Very, very sharp young man.
We'll ask him about Russ. We'll ask him about KJ.
Oh,
we'll
yeah.
ask him about the quarterback craziness, which I think is maybe unprecedented in the NFL for an offseason.
The dead money that these teams are taking on is just astronomically stupid.
Can't wait to talk to Andrew Brandt coming up next right here on Sports Radio 950 KJ.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for March Madness and the Final Four. Seattle Sports Radio 950. KJR.
Softy and Dick without the soft one today, but we do have Tony Softly in the house. No one better to talk football with. And Tony's helping us bring a friend, to an old friend of the radio show.
Yes, sir.
Andrew Brandt, MMQB columnist, Business of Sports podcast. You can subscribe to the Andrew Brandt newsletter at andrew-brandt.com. Andrew, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing well, guys. You know, it's like I'm different than Tony and the rest of the football world, where I'm much busier when there are no games than when there are games. And my whole career as an agent, as a team executive, and as a analyst media and stuff, it's really a different world for me, where this is when it gets busy as opposed to the games.
Well, you know, I think also, Andrew, it's much more interesting to the fan now because of the NFL becoming that 50,000-pound gorilla, man. It's just I think the offseason was only for the hardcore fans 15, 20 years ago, but it's for everybody now. Do you feel that?
I do. I mean, I even notice how many more questions I get all the time every year about cap, about contracts, about free agency, about franchise tag. About all these issues in football that I think you're right. Like you said, years ago, it was just for us wonks. And I think that, you know, as I say it, I think that's true with a lot of things, where people are more in analytics now, people are more into advanced stats.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, how do you judge players instead of just looking at film and saying he looks good? So I just think everybody, you know, like you said, the behemoth that is the NFL has such a following.
Andrew, appreciate you joining the show, man. It's good to always talk to you, brother. Hey, it's driving me crazy, and you having dealt with the cap and been an agent, it's got to be driving you crazy too. This dead money that these teams are taking on. I mean, the Rams set a record at $22.2 million 2 weeks ago. The Eagles came back last week in trading Carson Wentz, and they have a $33.6 million cap hit. GMs and salary cap guys would have been fired years ago. Where is this going, man? And is this crazy or what?
It is crazy. And, you know, again, there's a little bit of an undertone out there that, oh, well, teams aren't worried about it as much. Well, listen, dead money for your listeners is money on your cap for players who are no longer there.
Yes.
And what that translates to is that horrible, horrible decision-making on contracts. Mm-hmm. Because what you've done is you've locked in a player and you pushed out cap because you say to yourself 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, last year, there's no way in God's green earth we're going to separate from this player, so why not? You know, why not push out cap, mm-hmm, so we can get a shorter, short-term gain. But, you know, long-term pain won't matter because he'll be here for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. And then separation comes. And not just separation of some guy you signed for $10 million over 3 years. In the case of Goff and Wentz, separation for someone you invested more into than any player in the history of the franchise. And that's true. When you talk about number one picks, $150 million contracts, tons of dead money. It's just amazing to me. These two players, more than anyone else, that they were number one and two picks. They mortgaged the draft to get them. And then they paid all this guaranteed money and pushed out cap room, and here we are.
Did they do a good job righting a wrong, though, with these trades? Or did they just perpetuate bad decisions that they made in the past?
Well, I mean, it depends how you judge these trades. I think I always judged future year draft choices as a round behind present year. So if the Rams are trading a 1 in 2022, that's like a 2. If they're trading a 1 in 2023, that's like a 3.
Okay.
So they traded Goff a 2 and a 3 for Stafford, and people can judge that. You know, with Wentz, so they get a current 3 and then a 2 in 2022, so that's like a 3. So basically, Carson was traded for 2 third-round picks.
Right.
There's no way anyone can look at that. I know he was terrible this year, but and say that's a good return on investment. He has the most invested in him again of any player in Eagles history, and they get 2 third-round picks.
I mean when I saw that, I just laughed. I mean, because you talked about it. I think there was, 5 draft picks to move up to get this guy?
Yeah.
I just don't understand what's going on. Maybe it's – I've been out only 10 years, you know what I mean? But I follow this. I'm in with it, you know, as an NFL analyst, and I just see some things going on from a business standpoint, just straight-up business standpoint, not even valuation. That just does not make a lot of sense moving forward for a lot of clubs. I mean, for the Rams situation, are they trying to win now? Is that what they did just to absorb all this dead money to make this switch, the trade to get Stafford out there? I mean, is that going to be the case? I can't believe Stan Kroenke, who's a billionaire, would sit there with that many million in dead money on his cap.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, and you're out there in the same division, Seattle. I mean, they're an outlier. They are a true outlier in the NFL in that they don't care about two things that every other team cares about. No question, every other team cares about, and they don't. Number one draft picks.
Yes.
And dead money. They've got extra Wentz. They've got the two highest dead money charges in history, Jared Goff and Brandon Cooks, who they traded for with a 1, gave a huge contract, and then traded. So, you know, this is something where the Rams are going to are all in, and we'll see what happens. The problem with being all in is then you don't win, and then what?
Yeah.
You've got an aging roster, a bloated cap, and no way to get out.
Andrew Brandt joining us, Business of Sports podcast. You can subscribe to his newsletter as well as at andrew-brandt.com. And, Andrew, the Seahawks certainly don't operate that way. The Seahawks have been pretty good with their cap over the years. And we've got a report over the last 24 hours that a third of the NFL has reached out to the Hawks about a Russell Wilson trade. Is that what you're hearing as well?
I don't know. I mean, you've kind of seen me over the past couple months. I'm not a believer in this quarterback carousel. I was proven wrong on Wentz. I get it. But I don't see Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, you name it, going anywhere. I mean, the report that people are interested in Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, well, of course they are.
Right.
But I don't think John Schneider is stupid. And listen, this is the same for Watson and Wilson. If I'm I don't want draft choices. Like, what does that do for me? Mm-hmm. You know, what does five number one draft choices do for me if I've got Russell Wilson? None of those players are going to be as good. And any players you trade for are not going to be as good, as valuable. So I don't understand these ideas. Now, Watson's making a huge stink. Russell has not made a stink. He's made some comments that seem very uncharacteristic for him. Mm-hmm. But I don't see any sort of get me out of here kind of comments.
But how concerning are those comments? Should you be a Hawks fan that wants him to be here long term? I agree with you. I don't think Russell Wilson's going anywhere this year. But I hear those comments and I'm like, okay, well, should I rethink my prior opinion that Russell Wilson's going to be a Seahawk till he's 40?
Well, I mean, I put those comments that came right after the Super Bowl, and I sort of lumped them into what I call Brady envy. You know, I think there are a few quarterbacks that kind of look down there and say, wait a minute, you know, he kind of went there and he imported his guys and he had control of personnel at some level. Why can't I have that? You know, the problem with football compared to basketball, everyone talks about player empowerment, is that no one ever gets to free agency. You know, James Harden, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, what do they have in common? They got to free agency. Mm-hmm. And the closest one that ever got to it in terms of an A-lister was Russell Wilson. He was 6 months away. And he did a deal because the Seahawks threw a ton of money at him, whatever, $35 million signing bonus, and he did a deal. Now, I know what everyone's thinking. They should be thinking, well, he wasn't going to be a free agent because of the franchise tag. Well, I get it. That's the problem. That's the problem. So we never will see true player empowerment in this league with the franchise tag.
With your time in Green Bay, Andrew, I mean, had you ever gone through this type of situation from a contract standpoint, from a cap to cap carryover standpoint, that we are witnessing today?
In terms of the cap going down?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, we never experienced that. And I know this is going to be a lot of pain for teams, but the only thing I'd say is, hello, they didn't wake up in February 2021 and said, oh my God, we're going to have a reduced cap. I mean, right. This was known in July. So, you know, teams should have been, I think they have been, preparing for this. For a team to sort of come up in February and say, oh my God, we're going to have to cut 20 guys. I don't know. I mean, it just seems to me, you knew, I mean, in July they thought zero fans, and there was some fans, so they did make some revenues off game day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is no surprise to anyone. So I never dealt with it, but they had warning.
Will we see a lot of restructures with teams thinking the cap, hey, it's going to be fine over the next 3, 4, 5 years, but it's tight right now? So are we going to see a lot more restructures of contracts this year than we normally do in an off season?
Yeah, you know me, I think that's a vicious cycle, but yeah, we will, because teams are, you know, look at teams that have gotten themselves into trouble already by doing that, and they're doing more of it. I just saw the Steelers doing that to Cam Hayward's deal. You know, they already got, if Roethlisberger's not there, they're counting 20-something million on him, even if he's not there. So I think teams are going to justify doing it, because they think the huge TV deals are going to be, you know, coming out of this in a couple of years. But it's always the teams that get ahead of the curve on the cap that can make hay, you know, where a team like the Colts or even the Jets is going to have a ton of cap room. So they'll be able to pick off a lot of these veterans, even on one-year deals.
You mentioned players or teams cutting bait on a lot of players to get under that cap. This could really be an unprecedented year of a ton of talent on the street, correct?
Yeah, which is good and bad. I mean, it's good for teams. It's bad for players, because
right.
The more players, the less market. And, Tony, I think free agency is going to be like it always is. pandemic or not pandemic, mm-hmm. you're going to have 10 to 15 golden ticket winners. You know, the Allen Robinsons, the Kenny Galladays, the Juju Schusters, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have everyone scrambling for one-year deals or whatever. So,
with Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Right. Money's going to go fast.
Well, if we learned anything from Jadeveon Clowney last year, you better get that puppy signed, man.
Don't wait around.
Don't be waiting around. Andrew Brandt joining us here on 950 KJR. What does that mean for a guy like KJ Wright? I mean, KJ was on the Jim Rome show today saying he's not going to give, I can't give Seattle a hometown discount. Wouldn't be fair to me. Wouldn't be fair to the family. You know, what do you see from a guy that has played at an unbelievable level over the last 2 years after being injured in 2018. I mean, he's getting up there in age, but his performance isn't slipping. What should Seattle do there?
He'll have a market. You know, once you get to this point, the home team's not going to be able to sign him, because why would you sign now? You know, you got a door number two is a month away. So, you know, it just depends on the relationship. Is he going to be one that goes out there, gets the offer on free agency, and either perceptually or does bring it back to the Seahawks?
Right.
But if teams haven't come to terms with guys now, it's too late. I mean, the guys are off.
Hey, before we let you go, Andrew Brandt joining us here, the Dak Prescott situation. I mean, who holds the cards there? Who has the better cards in their hand, Dak Prescott or Jerry Jones? And do you anticipate he's going to be franchised?
I think Dak, and I pushed back against people that thought he'd lose leverage when he got hurt. I just think there's three choices with Dak, and they're all good for him. Franchise again. $37 million, does a deal, which he'll obviously have to like, with the Cowboys, mm-hmm. or they set him free, which is the best of all worlds for him. So I think he's in great shape. I think the most likely is he does get that second tag, you know, reduced cap or not. They'll put the $37 million on him.
Hey, Andrew, thanks so much. You do great work. We read you all the time. And you know, I would say enjoy your off season, but I mean, you really don't have an off season, do you?
He's just getting started, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, and I appreciate you mentioning the lose letter. I'll have something in there about I'll do some kind of cap webinar before the league year, too.
Cool.
So, yeah, at andrew-brandt.com.
Very Beautiful. Good. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
you
Andrew.
Bet. Andrew Brandt, some great stuff there. And, you heard what he said about KJ Wright, and he's going to get a deal. Somebody's going to jump on him.
Oh yeah.
So, now, the
he doesn't turn not to interrupt. He doesn't turn 32 until July. So
right, but the question is he going to be thought of like one of those big time free agents, or is he going to get lost in the wash of the secondary and tertiary free agents that brought prices down for a guy like Jadeveon Clowney last year? I mean, I'm not right about much, but I was screaming at the top of my lungs last year, at this time last year, Clowney, you want a deal? You better sign it right Now, this pandemic is not looking good.
Well, that,
and he just kept waiting and waiting and waiting. It cost him millions of dollars. His agent was a moron and then got fired.
Yeah, got fired. And that's generally what happens. But I think KJ coming off 2019-2020 season, the production there, I think he's got a chance to be not that top tier guy, not the top golden ticket 15 like Andrew was talking about,
right,
but right underneath that. And Clowney's deal was he also had stomach surgery. And so people were waiting to see what that was all about. How healthy is he? Can we get him in? I mean, you couldn't bring him in because of COVID. It was just timing wasn't good for him. And take the money when you get it offered to you, man.
That's the voice of Tony Softly. Softy and Dick without the soft one today. We don't have Softy, but we have Softly.
There you go.
So that's fantastic. 539 on 950 KJR.
Exergen.com.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for March Madness and the Final Four. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR. Don't want to be
an American idiot. Was that the Kevin Mather theme song there?
Probably passes.
I think it does.
Oh, my goodness.
We're taking a little breather from the Mariner talk. We talked 2 hours of nonstop Kevin Mather and his comments today. We'll do some more in the 6 o'clock hour, I promise. But Andrew Brandt, I thought, said some interesting things there that resonated with me, Tony. One was his kind of downplaying the importance of first round draft picks and draft picks in general. I thought that was kind of interesting. Do you kind of share that people make too much of draft picks in general?
No, I think one, it's a way to trade and maneuver around up and down the draft board and get creative. I know cap guys, they have a different opinion on value of first round, and I think the NFL helped them with that a couple years ago by grouping. Okay, the top 15 get paid this amount of money. Everybody else, they don't get paid squat compared to yesteryear. I think where he was going with that is that there is value for the number one picks, but why would you give up your ones for a player? I mean, now for a Russell Wilson or maybe
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, a proven player that you know you're getting a golden ticket. But for Seattle, why would they give up Russell Wilson and get 3 ones or 4 ones or whatever it is astronomically crazy? Because you don't know if that person you're bringing here is going to be, one, the leader of 53 men, two, the player that he's been, going to the Pro Bowls, leading this team, and playing at the level he's been playing. He's been a top three, I think, and Curtis, you guys correct me if I'm wrong, top three or four quarterback in the National Football League.
I think it's fair.
Since he's been here, why would you give that up? I mean, now, if he doesn't want to be here, that's a whole different issue.
What did his words say to you? What did his words on, both the offensive line as well as the wanting to have more role in the organization, how far down the we called it the DEFCON meter at the DEFCON scale earlier on last week.
Right.
Where did you kind of move on the Russell Wilson DEFCON scale?
Because Softy, I was sitting in for Ian, so we did the cross check, and I told him 4 at the time. I'd have probably move it to 3. Only because the frustration, you could feel it in his voice. And I go back to his last press conference, and Curtis, I'm sure, was there. This guy always comes out, sports coat, shirt, hair done,
right?
Clean. I mean, and talking positive, win or lose, talking positive, we'll get better, da-da-da, go Hawks. He came out at that press conference, he still had the eye black underneath his eyes, he had a sweatshirt on, and he did not, I mean, he was totally, he was in a word, a loss of words of trying to express himself. That carried into this conversation with Dan Patrick and several others, where it just was totally out of character for Russell Wilson, for me, and I'm sure for everybody else.
We all get frustrated, and I think what Andrew said was interesting in the last segment. He talked about the Tom Brady envy. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
wondering whether the timing of that had something to do. Because we all get frustrated at our jobs, right? We get
Absolutely.
Frustrated with our employers. But a lot of times that frustration does what? It like flares up and then it kind of peters out, right?
Right.
Well, I'm wondering if I'm reading Andrew Brandt correctly, if maybe it just kind of flared up on Russell from the end of that Rams game where he got the hell beat out of him, which he normally does against the Rams. But if you look at the line, if you look at the line protection for Russell Wilson this season, I've seen the game-by-game chart, and every time they play the Rams, it goes down to the basement, and then it pops back up, and it's pretty good, and then it goes down to the basement again, and it pops back up, and it goes down to the basement again. So I honestly, I think the protection was more a Rams problem than it was a overall in general Seahawks offensive line problem, but maybe it was just the timing of it that Russell got frustrated after the Rams game. He watched these other teams, which he doesn't think are any better than his, go further in the playoffs, and then he watches Tom Brady kind of put a team together on the fly and win a Super Bowl, and I'm wondering if some of that frustration is going to die down once we reach July, August, September into the season.
Well, I hope so. I just read online here that a third of the NFL clubs have reached out to John Snyder on a conversation about Russell Wilson.
The Mike Silver report, yes.
It's just still it's still grinding. It's growing legs. And to me, that's why I moved it to a three.
Is it growing legs or is it national reporters needing stories in February before free agency hits?
Yeah, national reporters are over here. The NFL that are making those calls, that's real.
Okay.
That, you can't discount that. Okay. That's real. They're calling John and they're calling Pete and they're saying, hey, listen, if you guys decide to do something, if you're interested, we're willing to give you certain things. If you get to that point, call us because we're seriously interested in talking about Russell Wilson. And that's what they're receiving right now. That's what I mean by growing legs. If teams thought, Seattle's not going to do that, they wouldn't even pick up the phone. And you know what? John's smart enough to know, and I said this on the Ian Furness show last week, you always listen.
Sure.
Always listen.
Of course.
And there's some teams that are like, we're not even going to talk to you. Forget it. Get out of here.
But John's got to know.
Got to listen.
He's got to have a feel on what he's going to be able to look in his crystal ball and know, okay, we're going to offer Russ this, and he's either going to accept it or he's not going to accept it, and we're not going to go any further than X. And if I don't think he's going to accept what I offer him in his next contract, then I have to seriously consider getting what I can for him, right?
Yeah, you have to consider that, and you've got to consider KJ Wright. You've got to consider Bobby Wagner. You've got to consider these other players, these marquee players you have that are trying to get to a Super Bowl, trying to win a Super Bowl. Now, all of a sudden, you give away, Russell Wilson, and it's like you're starting all over again. And so do you want to take that? It's like going from fourth to second without touching the, the stick. You're just popping it in there. And I'll tell you what, man, it's I've seen it done. It's hard. They have no quarterback in waiting. If you had a quarterback in waiting, it'd be a little different gig, like Green Bay does. They've got Love up there.
Think about that if we had Jordan Love sitting behind Russell Wilson right now.
Totally different gig.
I mean, DEFCON would be like two.
Oh, there's no question. One and a half.
Well, Russell's camp gets extremely annoyed anytime the Seahawks organization looks at a quarterback.
That's right.
They all do.
Like, even just out of the side of their eye. Yeah. Like, what are you guys doing over there?
That's right.
Stop. Get out of it.
But the two quarterbacks, hey, I got to trust John Schneider's ability to pick quarterbacks. He drafted Russell Wilson in the third round. Mm-hmm. He was at Josh Allen's pro day when everybody was like, well, why are you at Josh Allen's pro day? And reports are he was going to draft Patrick Mahomes if Patrick Mahomes fell to them. So, like, he's got an eye for quarterbacks, obviously.
Yeah, and he and the rest of the league were, the only thing with Josh was there might have been a few things off the field that they had to be cleaned up, but his completion percentage was extremely low.
Bad.
And Patrick Mahomes was like, okay, this guy is either going to be a major hit or a major bust just the way he played, but you took into his athleticism and his production, and you finally settled in that he was going to be a first rounder and a pretty darn good football player.
I want to ask you next segment about what the Rams did and what you think of that, because Andrew Brandt was very, very clear on what he feels like what the Rams did. We'll get to that after the top of the hour headlines. We got plenty of Mariner baseball chatter in the 6 o'clock hour as well, right here on 950
KJR. Now from the Star Rentals Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports headlines.
Rolling into the 6 o'clock hour. Venue Kings brings you the top of the hour headlines. Kevin Mather resigning as Mariners president and CEO following his controversial comments and his appearance on a Bellevue Rotary Zoom call earlier on in the month. Majority owner John Stanton making a statement today and saying he will take over duties in the interim until someone is hired. Hawks guard Mike Iupati retiring after 11 years in the league. Jaguars have declined a team option on tight end Tyler Eifert, making him a free agent. Mike Florio reporting the salary cap is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 180 to 184 for 2021, and likely between 182 and 183. T-Wolves have fired head coach Ryan Saunders after a miserable start to a season. They're hiring Raptors assistant coach Chris Finch as their new head man. And a Yale medical study has revealed that hosting NFL and college football games did not register a significant increase in the level of COVID cases per 100,000 people in the counties that allowed the games to have fans. And Jordan Morris is going to miss the rest of the season for Swansea after tearing his ACL in a game last week. He is heading back stateside for surgery in California. All right, 6 o'clock hour, final hour of things tonight. Tony Softley is going to be back with us tomorrow.
Yes,
filling
sir.
In for Dave Softy Mahler. And, you know, that conversation with Andrew Brandt's got me thinking down a lot of NFL roots here, and one is the restructuring of contracts and what to do with this cap, because normally you kind of know that the cap is just gonna gradually tick up every single year in the NFL, so you have a pretty good idea. Well, now you don't exactly know what it's going to be this year, although Mike Florio is kind of giving us a little bit more of a range of what it's going to be in that low $180 million, but then you don't know what it's going to balloon to, if it is going to balloon in the future. So how do you go about planning? Maybe you just do what the Eagles did and say, you know, we're just going to punt on 2021. We got all this dead cap. We're just going to punt on it and build our team for the future. How do you think teams are going to approach this next year and going on the next couple, 3 years with the unknown?
Yeah, it to me, it is totally the unknown, and Andrew talked about that, especially like the Rams. They gave away all their wants. They don't even care. I mean, it's just like, we just plan on bringing Stafford in here. We think we've got the number one defense with Aaron Donald. We've got a good offensive core in the receivers and Woods and Cooper Kupp. We've got Higbee at the tight end. I do believe he's a free agent if they retain him. So they're only a quarterback away. They felt that Goff blew it for him last year. I mean, that's basically what they're saying. So if they can win it, then everything goes away. Winning cures it all. To me, you're rolling a major dice, and to me, it's not worth it. Not putting that much cap, millions of dollars on your cap, that just Andrew and I, in our years in the league, we hadn't seen anything like that. Now, nobody knew there was going to be a pandemic in 2020. Nobody knew that this was going to be knocked out. I thought, and I'm wrong, and I'm first to admit it, that I didn't think the NFL was going to go past week 11.
Yeah,
I said, there's just no way. There's no way. There's going to be one team or two teams that are not going to be able to play, and then that's going to really knock everything off the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they make it through the season, the protocol of testing, the $60 million plus dollars they spent on testing, they made it through the 16-week season, 17 weeks, playoffs, and a successful
Very
Super
surprising.
Bowl.
Very,
I was totally, totally surprised.
And an on-time Super Bowl. We were playing the Super Bowl. I mean, I thought there was a more than decent chance we'd be playing the Super Bowl in March, because they were going to have this week is going to get shut down. We got to make up games here. We got to make up games there. So we got to push the playoffs back. And I certainly thought they'd be playing football the week before the Super Bowl, because I thought they'd use that week
to catch up.
So I thought for sure, at least we're going to have the championship games the week before the Super Bowl this year. And you know, kudos to them. I mean, from the get-go, I mean, you can say a lot about Roger Goodell that is negative, but Roger Goodell took this virus head on and said, we're going. From the very get-go, he's like, whatever we're doing, we are plowing through. And they made it through. And they made it through with very little issues.
MLB stopped their season and came back. The NBA played in a bubble.
Yep.
The NFL? No. We've been doing this for so long. We're going to get the best to help us from a medical standpoint. And this train is not coming off the tracks. And I worked there for 15 years. I should have known it wasn't going to happen. But I looked at this pandemic. I was with the XFL. It crushed that league. Get out of here. And we didn't even have one. We didn't have testing protocols. And so, yeah, I was kudos to those guys, man.
I'm fascinated with what the Rams are doing. I'm also scared as a Seahawks fan with what the Rams are doing. I agree wholeheartedly. Curtis, during a break a few minutes ago, said Matthew Stafford's going to be a problem in L.A.
You think?
And I totally agree with him. Now, the only thing that gives me hope as a Seahawks fan is twofold. One, the Rams are $26 million over the cap right now. So you are not going to see the 2020 Rams with Matthew Stafford added, and that's what's going to be their 2021 team. They're going to lose dudes. They're going to lose Leonard Floyd. They're going to lose some big-time pieces to that team. So, you know, will the addition to Matthew Stafford actually be an overall improvement of that team if they're losing all these other guys?
Well, there's going to be a subtraction and an addition. And there always is during the offseason. It's called free agency in the draft.
Yep.
And how in those two movements, how is it going to deplete and how is it going to improve your team? And so, yeah, there's going to be a setback like Seattle. Mike Iupati retired. You know, I mean, there's certain things that are going to happen that is that you can't control what they're doing down there, but they're going to try to get better. And I think they will get better. They have gotten better just at the quarterback position.
Now, the second thing that gives me optimism is they are totally mortgaging their future. I mean, they're going for it now. So I think I'm fairly confident in saying you shouldn't have to worry about the Rams in like 2024, 2025, 2026. You got to worry about them over the next two seasons.
The only people that care about that is Stan Kroenke. Right now, McVay, he's like, man, I got to win now.
Yep.
I mean, we were at a Super Bowl, what, 2 years ago? And we didn't win it. I mean, I got to win now or I'm out. So what do I care? Kevin Dimoff, who is the COO, I don't get what Kevin's doing. I mean, that just is unbelievable that they're doing that. And Andrew, agree with me. I mean, that they're going to mortgage their future and push all that dead money out there. That's crazy.
But it's a copycat league. We know that when we see offenses start to run, you know, whether it's the Wildcat or what have you, you know, the RPOs, it's a copycat league, right?
Sure,
so let's play this scenario out. Matthew Stafford leads the Rams to, let's say over the next 2 years, the NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl over the next 2 years. Our team's just going to look at that and say, dude, I don't care what our cap situation is going to look like down the road. I don't care how many draft picks we're going to have. We're just going to load up, mortgage the future. It worked for the Rams. We'll see if it can work for us. You think we're going to see more of that copycat?
I think you are. I think that the record for dead money on a cap only lasted 2 weeks. And the Philadelphia Eagles went ahead and set the record with $33.6 million of dead money on the cap. I didn't think that would ever happen. And here we go. We got two teams that have set historical records of cap issues. Yeah, I think it's. I don't know if it's going to be a copycat, but I think you're going to see a lot more of it. I don't know if you'll see this much of it,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to see it because, you know, people just, they don't seem to care right now. That's not how I was raised in the NFL. I mean, people were getting fired for dead money on a cap.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What? Oh, you're out of here.
And what else is going to be fascinating is how fast is that cap going to rise from 2021 through 2025, 2026? Because, you know, this article here, NFL wants TV partners to double their current deals. And right now, Disney's saying, hell no, man. They signed a $1.9 billion deal. Now the NFL's asking for a $3.8 billion deal for their new deal, even though their ratings went down by 7%. I mean, it appears that, you know, they want to get this package renewed by March the 17th before the start of the new NFL year.
No way.
No way if they're that far off right
now.
Yeah,
no way. Yeah, and the thing there is the owners are trying to recoup what they lost to the turnstiles this year. And it's not going to happen. You lost it. You lost it. You got the TV money.
Yep.
You've got, what was it, $12 billion
yep.
divided by 32. You got that, so, you know, be happy with that. But, no, I think they also want the turnstile money that they lost. And we're no better to go get it than your partners at actually broadcast for you.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to chat with our friend Corey Brock from The Athletic about this bizarre last 24 hours for the Seattle Mariners. The news just never seems to improve with those guys. Let's hope that this was the basement of the basement, and this Kevin Mather situation and his silly comments that got him, quote-unquote, fired, even though he resigned from his post. We'll talk to Corey. What was the press conference like today with John Stanton? We'll do that next on 950 KJ.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.